Why are they going for it? Man, that shit is bullshit.
Corny. Ugh.
Fourth and eight. Oh, he's pawned it. Look at this bullshit. They always do this. They get the...
What? I thought that was a fake punt. I meant to say.
That's the quarterback out there, bro.
This thing. Fire. Bang, are we live? I think we're good. Test, test. I let you go. I can turn it off. How good is it gonna turn off?
I'm gonna go back up there. We'll do like a limit. Oh no, I gotta sign into that. That's a slept on song.
Drop the bombs! That was perfect.
It's gonna drop. This shit gonna drop. It's gonna drop right here. Hey.
Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it.
Yeah. This shit's crazy, bro. Metro did this shit.
Metro got it booming, bitch. Hope you see you behind that camera. Is that red light on? Can you see me shooting the fuck? Oh, yeah, there it is.
What is that on? Oh, what?
So I have him chopped up. I hit the right button. All right. Today's Saturday, September 26th at 1:57 p.m., the day that we came back to wreck it, right?
Dude, it's been a while.
It has been a fucking minute. 3 minutes. 9 months. How many months have it been?
Dude, that's 11.
11 months. October 1st would have been 12 months. As you can see on the video, just me and Maddie Moonshine, a.k.a. Maddie Did Your Girl, a.k.a.
Yo.
A.k.a. Yo. That's what it is. A.k.a. Yeah. Yo.
Yo. It actually, last one we did was October 1st.
October 1st. It was me,
and that was a half-assed one. That was me, you, and Don.
No. I think it was me, you, and...
Dennis.
I think it was me, you, and Dennis. I think Donnie didn't come that day. Yeah, it was just me, you, and Dad.
I remember I was going through it, so that was A.S. McGee right there.
He said I was going through it. We talking about that?
What, back then?
That you were going through what you were going through? Because I have no idea. I know. I think I have an idea, but...
Yeah, I was post-breakup.
That's right. It was post-breakup.
Yeah,
it was.
So, you know, I was all bagged out. Now I don't give a fuck, but I'm just saying, you know.
Now, so Moonshine's single, living life, like that Big Sean song?
Man, yeah, that song stinks.
You don't like that? I'm so good.
I'm so good. Yeah, I was supposed to be in that studio session. How crazy is that?
What? Yeah. Is this breaking news?
Dude, yeah. Out in California, take a day trip and a Mary Johnson, the guys that produced that, were at Mary's house. And I was at Complex Con. I was around. And Ja Lil Beats threw me on his gram, I think like 3 years ago. And Mary like reached out to me. He was like, yeah, your drums are hard, da-da-da-da, you know. And then when I was out in Cali, we were talking every day, but... He was going to Complex Con, so I was about to, you know, we were there. I was going to wait for him there, whatever. But then he decided not to go. And then take a day trip, went, pulled up to his crib. My guy didn't want to drive 35 minutes away to where Mary
is. Who is your guy?
I don't even know. I don't forget his name.
Wow. Yeah. That motherfucker. I hope he's listening right now. That'd be great.
It's whatever, bro. I don't be dwelling on shit like that. But I'm telling you, that beat wouldn't sound the same if I was on it, though. It'd be a little hitting a little harder.
I can't be... Listen, shit, I'm like, bro, listen, don't ever come with me ever again to places, because I need a ride. Should have walked your ass down the street.
I should have fucking Ubered to that bitch.
Are you 100% sure that was the actual studio session?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was. Because they were all chilling that night. I remember he put pictures up and shit. Of, like, what they were doing.
How many years ago? I mean, how...
That was 2 years ago on October or something.
You know what's crazy about that, though?
What?
If that was this year, COVID got you fucked up.
Yeah, COVID did.
There ain't no studio sessions. You'd be masked up like Future.
Nah, people aren't even wearing them Jones in the studio, bro.
No, don't wear them?
Nobody wears a mask only in public when you're supposed to go somewhere and it's required to wear it.
That's true.
I'd be wearing it for the people around me. I don't really, you know, see the mask as helping. If they say you can get this shit from wherever, whenever...
passport.
Wherever, by the air conditioner, doesn't matter, ground, my wireless, like Alex, please have the air conditioner on if you're going out, because the COVID cannot live in the air conditioner. The next day, bitch tells me, turn the air conditioner off because it makes it worse. I'm like, grandma, which one is it?
Yeah, this dude, there was nobody knew what the fuck was going on when that shit first started, bro. We were all sitting inside the house. They're like, yo, don't leave.
They really said,
don't leave the house.
How crazy is the thing about that?
That was a crazy ass time.
I bet today though, when people go out, I see people on Instagram, they don't give a fuck. Like it never had. Like it COVID is still out there.
Yeah,
but it doesn't feel isn't that weird to say? It doesn't feel like it.
Yeah, nah, I don't know. I think it was just something blown out of proportion, maybe.
Maybe. Conspiracy theory time? I don't know what the fuck to believe with COVID anymore. It's a whole bunch of shit. They tell you it's this, then it's that.
Yeah, say it's going to be gone after election. I guess we'll see.
I guess we'll fucking see.
Definitely see.
But on the COVID thing, there was was it on Twitter or Facebook? It was one of the two. And it was like, if you go to the CDC's website, it says only 2%. People were killed by COVID, 97% recovered, 98% recovered, whatever it was. Before it was different numbers, and they talked about it for like 2 days, and nothing else. No one ever mentions it. Did you ever hear about that?
No, I heard a report recently that a lot less people had it, and they were confirming cases because they get more funding.
Right? Oh my God, your brother, my boy Chris Griffin, rest in peace to his grandmother who passed away from COVID. Quote unquote COVID. This man tells me a month before.
I mean, that's still a thing though. Like
it is. It is a thing. And let me break this story on why I'm even bringing this up. She was at a nursing home where she caught COVID. They told him, yeah, right. God, she was a great lady. She caught COVID. Then she beat it. They told her, or they told Chris and his family, your grandmother beat COVID. She's doing okay, but she has other complications where she's kind of like bedridden. But she beat COVID.
Yeah.
Then she died. She died from old age because, again, the doctor said there's nothing wrong with her. But on her death, they marked her as a COVID death. When they told him, she beat COVID. Now, she was 99.
Jesus, yo.
If she beat COVID at 99, but she was also in shape. She wasn't, like, you know, bigger woman or whatever you want to say.
Yeah, that's what happens, bro. If you're in shape, I think you can last forever.
Yeah,
you start moving, you start exercising your brain by reading the paper and a bunch of other stuff like that. I feel like
Did you read the paper?
Nah, my grandmom does, bro. She's 86 or something like that. Dude, she's still kicking.
Still living the fucking dream.
Yeah, she's out here.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But it's weird, man. It's weird. COVID's weird. Everything's fucking weird. Outside's ridiculous. Can't go outside. Can't go to the fucking club because so much music is dropped that I want to go listen to at down.
I wouldn't even know what they'd be playing right now. Like, what songs would they... I don't listen to the radio, so I don't know what's popping. Isn't it crazy? Usually I knew what was popping from what I heard at clubs. Now I haven't been able to even go and experience shit.
That Grease record by Drake's a good example. Popstar.
Yeah, you're right.
You can hear Popstar, but... If I hear Popstar out with some people getting fucked up, I'm a pop star, not a doctor or a watcher. You know what I'm saying? I'm one of those people.
You're right. That show would definitely be popping there. I think Grease would be too.
Grease was good. I heard Grease way before it came out. That's fucking really ridiculous. And that was a reference track.
Really? And then he used it anyway.
He took it. Yeah, no. Drake got the reference track from some fucking London artist, but that original song was so bad. So bad. I'm like, all right, buddy, take your $5,000 and Drake gets $1 million and you can cut a day. You know what I'm saying? Live your life. Move on.
5 G's, bro. You got to get the
whole pie. It probably wasn't 5 G's, but I mean, these people ain't taking big money.
Yeah.
Where's the big money? That's what I would love to fucking know. Where is the fucking big money? All right. So we should get to our first topic. What are you thinking? Meg and Tory?
Yeah. That's cool.
I gotta pull up this fucking picture. Hold the conversation while I pull this conspiracy theory out about the whole situation.
Dude, yeah, it's wild. I don't support Tory until I know really what happened.
Let me see. I took a screenshot of this thing. Let's see what it says.
He just dropped at a terrible time, dude. First off, it was the day that Breonna Taylor's murderers got let off.
Was that day?
And, yeah. He dropped 12 the next night, but it was still the same day, technically. And then... He didn't even address anything. He just addressed it with music, which is a complete business move, which is smart for him. Like, I don't respect him dropping that at all, but anyone who wrote on that, produced on that, get your bag, because literally, like, that's... It's going to be number one solely because of all the hype around, yo, this guy hasn't been talking.
Everyone wants to drama. Because
he literally was the king of COVID. He had quarantine radio popping, dude.
He had people fucking... He said that, I don't know, did you listen to that to the album or no? You're definitely boycotting.
Nah, I listened to the first three songs, and that was, it wasn't anything like I was...
I will say, I did listen to it, and I'm not saying that he was right or he was wrong or Meg's not the victim, because Meg is honestly the victim. She was shot. However which way she got shot...
What the craziest shit is, she's, like, saying, I loved her, da-da-da-da, all this shit, but I thought she was, like, boot up, well, not boot up, but, like boo loving fucking G-Eazy the one night, even though she came out and said they didn't do nothing, but, like, damn, bro, like, how you let your girl, quote-unquote, you know, go around doing shit like that if
that's the case, right?
Yeah.
And there was the rumor that they were together for 6 months prior. I don't know how big or how true these rumors is. Take it with a grain of salt. It's the fucking internet.
Yeah.
But they were saying 6 months ago they were together. And now let me read this conspiracy theory about with Tory Lanez. And I don't know if this is a burner account or what, but he said, from what I can gather, Tory was fucking Megan's friend. Can't remember her name. He mentioned her several times in the album, though. She got sick and started hanging around Meg. They developed a bond together. They get together in the relationship type. Jesus Christ. Meg's friend didn't know until they all went to Kylie's party, so meh. Oh, God, this dude put meh instead of Meg. So Meg and her friends were drunk. They started arguing. They left to go to the car. Tory didn't know they were mad. He said it in one of the songs on the album. So eventually he figured it out, came to the car while they were drunk with Meg's friends, started slapping Tory's security to calm down the situation. Tory pulled a gun out, tried to calm things down, accidentally shot, and it ricocheted and hit Meg Thee Stallion. Again, conspiracy theory for that, series of events.
That's a pretty in-depth conspiracy theory.
His motherfucker wrote a paragraph. He wrote a whole paragraph. I don't know if the camera can see it.
I mean,
a
ricochet still, technically. Well, what's... I don't know, dude.
Podcast name, Ricochet.
If you shoot somebody, I thought you'd be in jail for a lot longer than he was.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? That's what I'm saying.
Like, if that shit was blatant and intentional, he'd be in jail. And he's not even from this country, so, like, he would be...
deported.
Yeah.
Or there'd be what they call him? The fucking... God forbid. Border Patrol.
I don't know. Oh, ICE?
Not ICE. It was one. It's something. God damn.
You see Rick Ross get the smart car for Tory Lanez?
He got a smart car for Tory Lanez?
Because of how small he is.
Jesus Christ! I did not see that. He really bought it on Instagram?
Well, he didn't buy it. I think it was a whole troll. He had a smart car, but he like, promoted Wingstop and Bel Air Rosé on that shit.
You think Rick Ross can fit in that smart car?
I think he got a little smaller, but probably not still.
If he fits in there, I'd be like, man. I know I'm not fitting in a fucking smart car. Could you imagine? Ying ying, driving that little bitch. You get hit.
Dude, fuck smart cars. I don't know who the fuck would buy one of those, but to each his own.
Obviously, Tory Lanez is about to get one from Rick Ross. I'd be like, yo, Ricky Rosé, where the fuck's my shit at?
Yeah, Rosé is definitely trolling. I don't even think he fucks with Tory after that.
And I think Tory Lanez said something else about him on Twitter. But
Tory Lanez was saying shit about everybody. J.R. Smith said something too back at him, which was funny.
I don't understand. He said, you're the pot to piss in?
Well, I don't
know. He ain't shit. Basically, he's probably saying, like, you ain't shit. Like, people piss on you. Because the saying is, you don't got a pot to pee in or a pot to piss in.
Mm-hmm. You don't got
but
nothing.
But he's calling fucking J.R. Smith the fucking pot that people piss in.
J.R. Smith was a baller back then. Now he's, like, just cool. He's older. But I don't know. That whole situation is stupid. Well, not stupid, but, like, the whole album rollout. Guy didn't address anything.
He did a lot. I mean, the only reason I know is because I listened
to... But through music, dude. Like, I guess that's
music,
I guess
yeah.
How artists do it. But I still... It seems like it's a fucking business move, not a...
Oh, yeah.
And he, dude, actually, on one of the first three songs, it was too, like, lovey-dovey for me. He was like, I love you, diddy-diddy, all this bullshit. I was like, what the fuck, bro?
He sounds like the boyfriend that beats his girlfriend and then says,
it's
why'd
like,
you leave me?
It's like a Chris Brown Rihanna topic.
Oh,
thing,
you man, you went to Chris Brown. Jesus. Chris Brown, I feel like, I mean, can we compare Meg to Rihanna?
No.
Which one's worse?
What? The situation?
I get that both situations and domestic abuse and hitting females and women is not cool. But which situation was worse?
They both left scars easily. Like, not physical, but mental scars.
Meg probably got an actual scar from getting shot, but...
Yeah, Meg definitely got scars from getting shot. The situation is different because if we're going off of what I know, I would say Meg because she got shot. Rihanna obviously got beat up probably multiple times, which that's nothing to downplay either. But I feel like getting shot is...
I feel it's a 2020 thing, man. Get fucking shot. It was like a big thing. And there was more internet, I guess. I don't know if that's even a thing to say. There was more internet? I guess, never mind. There's not more internet. There's more people who have grown up that are on the internet for when Rihanna get into the domestic abuse situation. 2010?
2012? Yeah, I forget.
Chris Brown was trying to run it, you know? Poor guy. That's a fucked up joke. Jesus Christ. I'm going to cut that out. Right there, I just said Chris Brown was trying to run it. Never mind.
It was a song, wasn't it? Run It?
And that's where the joke comes in. He was trying to run it. Yep. Yeah, see? Yeah. God, forgive my ass. Do not. Okay, anyway, both situations are bad.
Yeah, for real.
We're not comparing one. I'm sorry for trying to compare them.
They're both...
Both were just bad, bad fucking situations. And we're praying for Megan. Hopefully she's okay. I don't know what Tori's going to do.
I just want to see what Meg says about it.
I feel like the internet is like high school games. I feel like it's whoever talks last wins.
Nah, I saw a lot of people say like Tori's a clown.
Correct, but when it comes to like there might be some people like, yo, Meg, you gonna respond to this?
Well, I wouldn't say like response in like a song. I would just say like address this shit like. Tori, we weren't like that, or we were like that, but, like, that's not what happened. This is really what happened. So now it's basically a game of he say, she say, and there's always three sides to each story. Yours, theirs, and what actually happened.
Yeah, I feel like they're both giving you some truth, but adding, like, 20 more lies on top of the fucking truth, you know? So it's like, yeah, I got shot, and it's like, Tori could have did it. But maybe he didn't do it. Maybe something else happened. Who fucking knows? And then they said there was a video. Where the fuck is the video at? That clears the whole situation up. There's a fucking video of this.
Yeah, somebody's camp has it, and that's not releasing it. And if there's a video, it's definitely in the hands of, I would probably say, Meg's camp. Because
Tori would want the video to clear his name.
Yeah.
Or Tori could have it and not want to put it out because he's scared what's going to happen to him.
True, Tori could have done. They could have shown him blatantly. But that's one thing, too. When you're all drunk, dude, why are you fucking around with guns? But that's... I don't know. Maybe if I'm popping like that, I'll understand why.
I'll understand.
If they're at a fucking Kylie Jenner party, I don't understand why they need... But it didn't even seem like it was like a party. I thought it was like a little... Like Tori, Meg, Kylie all fucking sitting in a jacuzzi pool.
I thought Tori Lane was going to go for the three-way, to be honest. I thought that was what he was trying to go for.
Whole 5'3" himself, yo.
How tall do you think Kylie Jenner is? 6 foot?
Nah, she's probably like 5'9", 5'8".
And he's 5'4"?
Yeah, he's tiny, bro. That's why I was like, there's no way him and Meg are talking.
Could you imagine?
She's like dominant. Tori's like...
They seem dominant, right? I guess, who fucking knows with music anymore, man? You could have a whole persona, like it's ridiculous.
No, that's 100% truth, yeah.
But I want to believe that Meg's a fucking, that bitch, you know? She'll shoot somebody, blah, 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 but why didn't she shoot Tori?
I mean.
Or get him fucked up or something. Like, if you're about that street life, I assume people in the streets, if something happens to one, like, you know?
Yeah.
Happens to one of their boys. But I guess we really can't fucking determine. I guess, well, again, these discussions are our own opinion. Nothing is that we know is fact. So I want to say that because people are going to be like, you are fucking making up narratives, you freaks. What other topics we got besides that? Besides fucking Meg and Tori. Even though they're fucked, that's interesting.
How our summers went, bro, since we haven't been on this joint in a while.
Yes, our last podcast, October 1st, it was a chicken episode, and that shit still gets plays to this day.
Oh, shit, that was Chickaboo?
Yeah, the chicken place with the guy, he wears the chicken costume.
Oh, Donnie was in that one, because that's how we started talking about it.
Maybe it was all four of us then that day. It might have been all four of us instead of just me, you, and Dennis.
Damn, yeah, because we were supposed to get chicken and shit like that.
Is that place real? Is it really a place around
yeah,
here?
Yeah, supposedly they're trying to make it like a chain, I think.
How much you want for a franchise? Let's drop 10,000 on it and see what happens. You know Chick-fil-A only costs 10 grand in the franchise?
Yo, I was thinking about... Dude, I wish CI would let... They don't let corporations in the island.
There's no McDonald's or nothing like that?
There's no McDonald's. There's only one Wawa and there's one supermarket. That's it. They don't let, like... I was about to make a little spot called, like, Ryan's Chicken Filet. Something like that, yo.
There's no chicken spots over there?
There's no... What I'm saying is, like... there could be. I don't know. It's but basically a lot of seafood down the beach, you know? Everybody's all about... they see water. They want their clams and all that.
I've never had clams.
Neither have I. I don't even eat seafood like that. I've never tried half of it. I've had crab cakes and crab cakes, pretty much it.
You never had lobster? Lobster's not that good either, I don't think.
Nah.
Yeah, I'm not really a big fish guy. I cannot eat like trout and all that shit. I don't know how people do it. People are fucking nuts. But that's
yeah,
what I
never
summer?
Had salmon, tilapia. What?
That's all you did that summer, man? Was sea isle?
This summer, yeah, but my sea isle trips were definitely in the books for some crazy
stuff.
They were
in the books. I know I tried hitting on moonshine a couple of times. Like, what's the move?
Bro, I would be blacked out at like 10 o'clock. It would
I
be
call
bad.
Him, yeah, you're fucked up. Like, yo, where you at? I'm like, oh, yeah, you're drunk. This is where this is going, huh?
Yeah, bro, I literally took a week off because I was so like, yo. I came back last Sunday. No, two Sundays ago, and I literally slept for like 15 hours, bro. I was just so drained. That shit eats you up, bro. You go down there every weekend, get fucked up, go to the beach. Dude. I don't even go to the beach like that. I think yeah, I went to the beach like 10 times. I'm a beach person if my house is on the beach. So I can just walk there and walk back. I don't really be fucking with sand like that. But yeah, it was definitely a good time. Bunch of funny ass stories that happened.
Let's hear some stories, man. What do you got? Anything good? I know I called you once. I don't know if you remember. You had some shit party. You said, I'm at this fucking shitty ass party. I'm about to leave. I don't even want you coming down for this because it's so bad.
That's probably my house.
I don't think you were in your house. I said you were somewhere else.
Oh, damn. I don't know.
Yeah,
there's so much shit to happen. Nothing like. Nothing like super crazy.
Was BC with you?
Yeah, BC came down a bunch of times.
That's fucking lit, that man. That was a good time, then.
Yeah, BC came down 3 times. That's it. All summer, which is wild. But there have been times I stayed up till 5 in the morning. Then our roof leaked the one time, and we were up all trying to figure out what the fuck was going on.
How much water did you get in your house?
Oh, dude, actually none. We didn't have any water. But the leak was just from the roof, from the people upstairs.
So you had like it was like 2 houses on one?
It was 4 in 1, bro. So we had this deck that there was just big ass bangers on all the time. Yeah, it was pretty lit, but
see,
I
was popping like that, huh?
I don't even be really fucking with the other people in my development though. Like they're all cool, but I do my own thing. I'll be like following people around.
Moonshine the leader. You make the parties, huh?
I wouldn't say I make the parties. I'm always like I'm controlling what I do. I'm not gonna be following somebody around because they're doing this or they're doing that. That's how I've been, though. You know? I don't... I always control my destiny.
Gotta be a leader. Gotta lead the people. Don't be a... what they call them? Sheep?
Lions and sheep.
The lions are the leaders. And the sheep are the sheep.
The sheep are the followers.
You gotta follow Joseph with his fucking lion shit, man.
Joey Exotic. It's my guy.
Whatever happened to him? You think he's still alive in jail?
I tweeted today, what's up with Joey Exotic? But nobody even acknowledged it. It's crazy.
Carol Baskin killed their husband, blast him. You think she did it?
Probably, yeah. Dude, like, what? How he disappeared, you know? And there's fucking tigers that will eat everything.
That is true.
They eat everything.
There's people on the internet that I follow were saying... Oh, I want to work at the zoo, bitch.
But one person's arm got bit off,
yo.
One person's arm got bit off. That shit is crazy.
Yeah, let me put my fucking whole arm in this cage and see what's going to happen.
Yeah, nah. Like, fuck that.
Common sense has to kick in at some point. Like, oh, I shouldn't really put my fucking arm in this shit because they're about to eat my ass.
Dude, people be doing their own things. They just see what's on TV and they want to be a part of it. I would never do any of that Joey Exotic shit, bro.
He was paying them people like fucking $7 an hour.
Bro,
he was fucking 3 guys.
He would feed them from old meat Walmart trucks. He would get all the old food from there and just let
he
us...
He was taking meat from the Walmart trucks?
So, no, what happened was Walmart, he had, like, some good connections with, like, the local supermarkets. And when their shit was expired, and they instead of throwing it out, they would just give it to the lines to eat.
Oh, they weren't giving it to the workers?
They were giving it to the workers,
nice,
too.
Nice, nice. Everyone's getting expired meat, everybody.
Yeah, that shit was definitely poor conditions. That shit was a whole while. I didn't even know there was people out there like that, but...
It was a cult. Think of it. It's a cult. You have to be a certain type of stupid. Now, excuse me for saying this.
Well, some people really fucking love the Lions. I don't understand.
Love the Lions. They just the tigers, do. They whatever. Love the cub. They love the baby tigers. And so that baby tiger grows up a month and a half, and you're getting your fucking
face Yeah, that's what clawed. They said. They said Joey was killing them. That's crazy to me. Poor yeah, guy.
You can't kill
poor
him.
Lions, not poor guy. You don't be doing, I don't know. I don't even like animal cruelty either. That's why sometimes I'm like, I should be vegan, but then other times I'm like, dude, that cheeseburger looked fine.
That cheeseburger, you can't have Charlie's no more, bro. That's where people end up.
I actually had decisions. That shit the other day, bro. It was popping.
Yeah, that work I seen. They still at that new place?
Huh?
They still at that new place we went to that one time?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Charlie's Cheeseburgers, fucking Delco classic. Dude, they should sponsor us. Unlimited cheeseburgers. Boy, every podcast.
I'll be a bowling ball out there.
Yes. But yo, bro, bring in the fucking Charlie's Cheeseburgers. Carol Baskin's
yeah,
ass.
Yeah, I would be ordering them Jones right now, actually. 2:30. Getting that Jones.
Two fucking.
I had a Pop Tart for breakfast, all I had.
Which one? That's where the decision comes
chocolate
in.
Chocolate chip. Look at that stupid play. Can't even try.
Chocolate chip Pop-Tarts.
Yeah, no, those ones are good. What else we got? How you been? How's your mental health? How's your life? How's your job? How's all that?
How's my mental health? It's good, man. I feel like I recently have been woken up to the bullshit. You know? If that makes sense. That probably makes no sense.
Woke
at
up
all.
To the bullshit? You woke up past the bullshit.
Nah, I had a life lesson, man. I turned 25. You're older than me, right?
Yeah, I'm 20. Well, when did you turn 25?
September 6th.
Yeah, you're a little... I'm older than you by, like, 5 months.
That's it. Okay, yeah. So you know what it's like to be 25. It fucking blows, man. I turned 25, woke up in the morning, I got up, I said, oh my God, my back is killing me. I got old man disease. It's like a whole bunch of shit. But back to the bullshit. I've learned from... Someone woke me up to the bullshit, which is fucking amazing, to just realize... How people use you, how people take advantage, and how people fucking will fake be your friend to get a jump. You know what I'm saying? Like a jump start.
Yeah, yeah, sense. No, I get that.
I had to recalculate myself, like, all right, I got this person near me. What are they doing to make themselves better? Is it just me helping? Or they got something like they got their own mind. Back to where you said you can't fucking be a sheep. I can't be a fucking fuck that. Like, there's got to be a time and place where you have to realize, like, yo, wake up to the bullshit like I had to do. And I'm basically getting to, it comes down to runaround. I had to realize that some people were just there to use, abuse, and leave, you know?
Yeah, it depends what you, I mean, you got to, I guess you obviously know what the intentions were of those. But then there's people you can all obviously just tell. From the jump, what they're trying to do.
And my strength wasn't like that.
It's crazy. Everyone around me, yo, I don't have anyone around me that uses me for my name, even though my name is nothing big. But the people that are around me, the ones I let around me are either, I think they're better than me, which you always need to have people that are better than you around, or you'll just be the same.
True.
Or there's like, I'll give you an example. There's this kid around here. He's like, he's 20. He's my sister's age, and he hit my sister up to, like, try and, like, work with me, and I was like, what the fuck, bro? I didn't know what to expect, so I told Bull, I said, yo, send me some shit, I'll like, listen to it, and I listened to it, bro, and this kid was fire, so then I started bringing him around, you know, and we made some, like, fire-ass shit, so, like, that is stuff like that, and I got him like two or three placements coming up, too, so dude's hype, like, the blue check guys, all this, but, like, I didn't really help him, because... We put in the equal work, you know. I have the connections, but if he can, you know, carry me when on a beat when I'm, like, in a B block or something, like, it evens out, bro. I'm more along the lines of throwing oops and shit because, like, you know, I mean, you just stay, if you stay all to yourself and, you know.
Correct. Standing to yourself is bad.
Yeah, you
gotta be out there.
Being
greedy with information is bad. I've also learned that you could give someone the information, but
they might
they're
not
going to. Are they? Do they have the mental capacity to understand that?
Yeah,
okay, it's a grind. Because they could see you and be like, damn, I want to make beats. I could be like Matty Moonshine.
Bro, you know, the crazy shit about that is there's people that I'm way better than, that their careers are far more ahead of mine just because of they did certain things and got certain lucky-ass looks that I never got.
And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to cut y'all, I'm going to tell you why they're not. I'm going to break it down here and be like, yo, no one is in competition with Matty Moonshine besides your fucking self.
I don't put myself in competition with anybody. I used to back in the day, but that should never, like, helped. That always brings you down, gets your fucking mental all fucked up. Everybody's got a timeline.
Everyone's got a timeline.
The thing is, if I would have popped when I was, we'll say, you know, a few years ago, bro, I was not as good as I am now, and I probably would have been in studio sessions where it would have been like, all right, I got invited, then I never got invited back because
it wasn't
the
your
shit
time.
Wasn't, yeah. So, like, now I got, you know, 400 or 500 beats stacked up that are all fucking hits. I'll just bring them to somebody, and somebody will, you know, cop or do whatever. I was in the studio a few weeks ago, and I played 2 beats for this dude, and the dude bought both of them on the spot.
That's how it's got to be, man.
So, like, I have no problem, like, no problems playing shit. Dude said, yeah, I got this kind of vibe, so I'm looking for. Me, I don't even know what vibes my beats are. Like, I just name them shit, and I've been making so many, I'm like, I don't know. So I just played them, and dude fucked with them.
Sounds fucking good.
Yeah, that's how it is, though, dude. Sometimes you be...
And there is people who get lucky, and there are people who get jumps. And I feel like the people who get lucky, God bless you, and that's amazing. But what happens when you get lucky and you jump over A and B and you get to C? And now people don't realize that music is a fucking up and downhill battle to the max. You could be like,
bro,
I don't even be to Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh is all hills.
Yeah, I've been
It's like fucking Pittsburgh. One time you could be fucking at the top, you think you're killing it, you're the shit, and then you fucking drop the ball, boom. There's nothing left.
Dude, yeah, another thing too is music brings so much depression in your life, yo. A lot of people don't understand that. Because you always look and see, like, yo, this could be my life if I did this and this and this. Or you feel like your stuff's better than somebody's, and they're way further than you. Yeah, or you just go in slumps. The bad thing about music is, too, when you're going through something mentally,
you can't focus on
music. You can't even produce. Like, I used to be able to, like, when I was real sad, I used to be able to get my bag and make some sad sample shit that would be, like, blowing people's minds, which I still can. But, like, sometimes I'm, like, if I need to make a specific type, like, if I have, like, a pop artist and want some pop shit, and if I'm not feeling like a pop guy, there's no way in hell I'm going to be able to make some pop shit for somebody.
Yeah, you gotta be in the mood. You gotta be in the mode and the mood to make that.
But when you're happy, yo, like, with everything that's going on in your life, dude, your music is so much better. But they do say broken hearts make money, because that's a fact. Every time I went through some shit, I always leveled the fuck up, like, 2-3 levels.
You gotta. Because you realize you're not that person anymore. Once you, especially when you get to the heartbreak and you get to the end of it and you're like, okay, I'm over this shit. I was this fucking person. Now, like you said, jumped.
Yeah,
up
you always grind harder because, well, for me, for instance, like if I'm feeling down, music's like a thing where I could just go make something and I instantly get happy because I'm like, damn, yo, I'm like nice as fuck.
Yeah, it brings you to that happy place, the music.
Yeah, but if you make a shitty ass beat, or like, for me, if I make something shitty, I'm always like, damn, bro, I just close that shit and then settle for the day, and then maybe the next day I'll have something fire.
That's how it goes.
Yeah.
It's tough, man. And like I said, back to the fucking... To me, like, weaning through the bullshit and not being... Don't be stingy with information, but... For me, it's fucking like... If you weren't... I'm not saying if you weren't there, because... That's a poor fucking example of what I'm trying to say. Fuck. I don't know. I lost my fucking
train. What, if you're not in that position... You really don't know what's going on? Is that what you're trying
to say? We were the first time I was telling, like, yeah, I had to cut the bullshit out of my life and figure out what is best for me and what I want to do.
Yeah.
You know, and I felt like...
Some people bring you down, too. That's one thing you also gotta... Like, you could have people in your camp, bro, that always that don't push you enough, and then you feel like you do more work than them. I think everything in life has to be 50-50. If you give too much to somebody, yes. But the only thing is you can give 70-30 to somebody that used to give you 50-50, because if someone's down, they need that extra push from you to get back to that spot.
Yes.
But everything has to be 50-50, or it's not good. Someone ends up vulnerable and getting hurt, or somebody, you know, causes a scene and cuts ties with people, and that's basically a big thing.
Yeah, exactly. And that's a great point back to what I was saying before on how I had to maneuver and cut people out of my life. I felt like if we're a team, right, if we're fucking Team A, and someone in Team A is putting something out or doing something, and since you're not involved in doing what someone else is doing in your team, you're not happy for them. You fucking change your mood. There's not like, yo, good job, like, congratulations. It was more like people around me like, yo, you're doing that. Why didn't you let me do it with you? You know? It's not like,
oh, bro, that's
pushing you up. It's like, yo, why didn't you let me do it?
Yeah, that's a big-ass thing. I'm not going to lie, because, for instance, a perfect example, the other day, this past 2 weeks, dude, I've had a sore throat, you know? Mm-hmm. Nothing crazy, but I haven't been going to studio sessions because, like, not that I think I'm contagious or nothing, but, like, you know, when you ain't feeling 100%, and plus with the environment we live in now, dude, like, I'm cool, yo. I don't want somebody to be all weird because I had, like, a cough or, you know, something like that. But Army had this beat that he made and let these people hop on it for, like, one of the projects we're working on. And I basically said, like, yo, I'm happy as fuck I wasn't a part of this. Like, as in, if I would have touched it, it wouldn't have been the same.
And you liked the way it was. It didn't need to be changed.
Yeah, like, I was happy that I wasn't a part. Because, like, me, I'm an up-tempo-ass guy, and this was some down-tempo, the weekend shit that was super fire. And, like, me, I'm never bitter when I'm not a part of a situation, you know? Like, I chose not to be there for that. So, like, one, you can't get bitter, but, like,
correct.
Two, sometimes, bro, the people around you that's on your squad, if somebody does good, that benefits everyone.
Yes.
The only time it won't benefit everyone is if somehow they switch up and completely cut you off. But they shouldn't be around you if you feel like that's what vibes they have anyway.
Yeah. And again, you have to, it just takes time for some people can see that up front. Some people can't. Unfortunately, that's how it is. And I was one of those fucking people who couldn't see it. And now, yeah, that's pretty much where I'm at after the summer. And then pretty much where shit's going. At least for that fucking part, you know? But I'm glad. I'm glad we're back doing this podcast, which I cannot lie to you. Big things are coming. I fucking feel it. I said this last year, too. I said big things are coming. I feel it. But unfortunately, I'm the king of fucking never following through, having great ideas after great idea, having songs and fucking never finish them. That is me. But I'm glad we're getting back into doing this. I'm making it a commitment, at least to myself, that we can at least try to do this once a week and bang it out.
Bro, yeah, Saturdays are the best days to do this because, look, it's early. I don't have shit going on. Well, actually, I don't be doing a lot of shit. First off, there's nothing really open for me to go out and do. Second, I mean, I've been just...
It's 10 o'clock now.
I've been just playing fucking Xbox, bro. Dead ass. I've been playing just 2K, which has been good because it's been making me... I was in, like, a little funk, but I got out of that just because of the fucking Xbox, which is crazy because it's like you're not alone. That makes sense. Like, you know when you're going through some shit and you're alone, that's when everything...
Oh, my God. That's when the thoughts get you. The fucking demons come out to play.
Yeah, bro. There was a lot of shit, you know, like... But I was also down the beach all the time, too, so I would be getting so fucked up, I don't even remember my name. So, like, but, yeah, so now I'm just building this Xbox tip and, like, yo, he was down fuck out of here. Watching Kentucky. Hopefully they win when I look back at this video, listen back to this...
Not the Sixers podcast, but they lost that day?
Nah, they won that day. That was the day when they played the Nets.
Oh, yeah. Jared Allen's bitch ass. Yeah, I remember that.
Sixers when Mike Scott hit that three to put us on.
That's right. It was Mike Scott. He don't even get used to Mike Smott. Yeah. Mike Smott. Jesus Christ. Mike Scott doesn't even get used at all anymore.
It's like Mott. Yeah.
Well, let's transition, bro. We're talking about sports.
Yeah, we could talk about some shit. We got...
I gotta know who you got winning tonight. Lakers and Nuggets, when this is being recorded on Saturday.
So, to win the game?
What's your bet? Let's do it that way. What's your bet?
So the Nuggets are +5.5.
It was +5 this morning.
Because a lot of people are probably taking the Lakers because they think they're going to seal. But this series has been closer than the lines show it. Let me see. What I
there's
usually...
Smart
money?
Yeah, where's the smart money at?
There's no smart money right now.
Is it 50-50?
52 Lakers, 48 Denver. For +5.5.
It's say when it came in? Like when the bets come in?
Nah, I just have like this little poll that they show.
Damn.
Yeah, it's going to be close. I think it's crazy. 3-1s, yo. I'm always... There's a thing called a zigzag theory that my one boy told me about. But that's basically when you're home and away. Like, if a team wins one, if they go 1-1, then obviously someone's going to go up 2-1. Bingo. Yeah. But, like, whoever's home will probably go up 2-1. Then... might go 2-2. It's like if it's a best out of 7, like whoever has home court wins.
There's no home court since they're in the bubble.
Right, but there's always a thing called a zigzag. For instance, last night I threw a shit ton of money on the Celtics. They threw 270 on the Celtics -2.5. Not 3.5 because I'm pussy, but just 2.5.
And they won by how much though?
Like 30. Yeah, nah, they won by like 20 some.
Hungry dog,
which was
the
crazy.
Fastest.
They were fucking. They were down 12. I was out there sweating, Romney, bro. I was sweating like,
bullets, man. Yeah, sweating bro. Fucking bullets.
I was like, damn, I'm broke. Nah, but... So, I hit that. It was a nice hit. I'm a big paper guy. I don't know if that makes sense to you, but, like, when you look at shit on paper, if the better team is down... Like, let's just say the Lakers were down 3-1 against the Nuggets tonight. I'm obviously fucking hammering the Lakers. Because their team on paper is better than the Nuggets. That's what I'm doing with the Celtics. Like... Game 4, Tyler Hero dropped 37. That's my guy, you know?
I'm like,
if I'm a fanboy of anything in life, it's probably Tyler Hero, Jack Harlow. Damn, there was another bull. There was something else the other day that was... Who the fuck
a person?
Yeah. They made the list. It was crazy.
Jack Harlow you got.
Damn, maybe not, though, because, like, I don't even remember. But Jack Harlow and Tyler Hero, like, the dudes, I'm like, yo. But
these the boys?
Yeah. But those, Hero dropped 37. I'm like, he's not doing that again. And that's the only reason why they won that game is because Hero dropped 37. So, you look on it, you're like, all right, I'm smart.
So, you think Boston comes back?
It's tough. It's tough. I think they'll bring it to 7, but then I think the Heat will win. Because winning 3 in a row is tough. The Celtics have the better team by far.
Who's got a better team, you think? The Nuggets or the fucking Heat?
Better team?
Let's say some, like, I guess...
Nuggets.
On paper?
Yeah, because I'm going to say Jokic is the best player in that series.
You're thinking the Nuggets then tonight?
Against the Lakers? You said the Heat.
Yeah, no, I know that. I was asking a different question. Like, who are you taking tonight? You said the Nuggets?
He fumbled it, bro. Oh, my God. Nah, I don't know. I might not even touch that game, but if I had to pick one, I'd probably do Nuggets +5.5. Solely because they keep it close, dude. They have a possibility to win, but they always keep it close.
And it's their third time being down 3-1. And these motherfuckers catch second win somehow, and it's ridiculous. I just don't know.
It's got to be good coaching and confidence, yo. That's got to be what it is because you don't – it's tough to – go down in a series and battle back. Like, I don't know if you've ever played, like, a video game or something, or, like, a sports game, or played a sport when your team's getting demolished. If you're down in a series, bro, everyone's hopes are down, you know, all this shit's going on, and you basically, you need somebody up there that's not going to let you get down, and it looks like the Nuggets have that. Because the last two series is obviously.
Yeah. Who was the key? So I don't really watch the Nuggets. I just fucking bet on them and go to sleep because that's how it'd be going. Because
that's just way late. 9 o'clock at night. We don't make a time for that.
Who's been the deciding factor? Has it been Jamal Murray? Or is it... I see Jamal Murray do crazy shit on the highlights, but... I don't know if it's you.
Dude, it's a team game, yo. Jamal Murray definitely carries him with points, but I watched the game the other night against the Lakers...
They got really close.
They had, like, Torrey Craig come in, make some buckets, Mason Plumlee.
Doesn't Mason Plumlee remind you of Donnie? Because he does for me, for whatever reason.
Maybe if you ever watch Donnie play basketball, they both shoot free throws the same, you know? Yo. He's shooting like 50%.
In the face. I don't know why. I think they just look alike. I don't know what it... No,
it's the blonde hair, bro.
I think it's the whole face. I don't know. That should be our cover for the podcast today. Fucking Miles Plumlee and Donnie.
That's crazy, yo.
But yeah, man. I think, Tom, I'm picking the Nuggets, I think. I'm just gonna go fucking 20 on the Nuggets.
I usually fade the public and see what everybody's like not feeling, and then I'll that's what I'll do.
What's your biggest bet win so far? You can remember, like your biggest win that you were fucking so hype about.
All right, so this isn't the biggest bet win. So me, when I'm in Seattle, I'm a different breed. I'm a different breed, 100%. Seattle Sigs, that's what I call myself.
Seattle Sigs.
Marble Reds all day.
You were smoking Marble Reds all day?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so guess what? Back home in PA, I haven't smoked a cig, haven't even had an urge. But when I was there, I'd be all fucked up. I'd be doing that because when you smoke a cig, bro, it's like, you know, that kind of like levels you out a little bit. You don't get super mangled. Because there would be times, bro, puke a rally all day.
You have pictures of you with cigs in your mouth? Like in that meme with the shades? If you have one of those, then you see it.
I do. I think I got one.
I don't mean to get you up, but go ahead. Finish your story. Let me set a reminder so I can remind myself to ask you about this picture. Because I know it's coming.
So, my biggest win, yo, was so crazy. Because I'm going to tell you, I don't even remember it.
Betting this time?
Yeah, so this is what happened. I don't know when it was specifically during the night. I think it was before I was about to go to bed or something. But I'm blacked out. I don't know why I'm so hyped, but I was winning roulette. I threw $400 on black, I think, when I went to bed and closed the app and didn't even know it happened. I woke up the next morning with $800 in my account.
Yo! Jesus Wait, Christ. Yo,
I dead ass don't remember. I hit my blue.
You know what you put it on?
Huh?
Was it black? It had to be black.
Well, no, I didn't bet that shit at all. My boy Rob would be the one telling me what to pick, and this man was money. So I'd be like, Rob, what am I doing? He said black will hit. So I think I did that when I was all fucked up, and it was the last one, and I put all this bread on it, and then it fucking hit, and I woke up confused how I had all this money.
Could you imagine just fuck? I guess you can because you live through it, but you're like, fucked up, we pick black, sleeping. Wake up, $800, boy?
Bro, yeah, it was insane. I had no idea what was going on, how I hit this. I literally asked him, I was like, yo, how much was I up last night, you think? He said, I think we had like 400 at the end, and then I showed up with 800.
That's called a moonshine miracle right there.
Bro, it was insane.
Were you playing on FanDuel or DraftKings for roulette?
DraftKings. I play the live shit. I don't be liking that fake shit.
Oh, yeah. You can't do the fake stuff. No bueno. That's how you get fucking scammed, schemed, and fucking run through.
Yeah, for real, bro. That shit's all goofy. I feel like the computers make them win all the time. That's why.
See, man, we need a fucking... We need a betting sponsor for this. I think that could be fucking lit. FanDuel... What's good, boys?
Barstool Sports, what's up?
Barstool, Jesus Christ. I can't even say it. Barstool Sports, what's up, boys? Drop us the bag off. You'll get the best fucking experience you can get. We got anything else in there we want to talk about?
Let's see what we got. We can just go off of this and then end it off. Like, what you listening to right now? Like, it's been a wild time. Code's out. A lot of people been dropping music, but there's no, you don't go outside and hear other music, yo, unless you're listening to the Rap Caviar's playlist and shit like that. Like, I feel like everyone right now is listening to their own music, if that makes sense. Like, nobody's getting experiences. Like, usually you go out and hear a song and then you add it to your playlist and listen, but like now, the only way you're finding music is, I think, if you literally search it up yourself.
Or if you listen to that to like older artists that you've been listening to. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, true. That's a fact.
So you've been bumping Jack Harlow?
Nah, not as much recently. In the beginning of summer, I was. The kid Lori's nice.
The kid, yeah, is it Lori?
He put something on Twitter the other day.
Is it Lori?
Lori, yeah, probably makes sense.
Lori, whatever
your Baby name is. Baby Keem had some hot songs. Let's see what else I got. Big Sean's album was tough. Fontaine's record, Georgia Peaches, was tough. The Drake Johns, whatever. I mean, you always like Drake Johns.
Drake Johns.
Guap Dad 400 had a banger, bro.
Guap Dad 9000?
4000.
9000.
Chopper Talk.
Chopper Talk was a song?
Yeah, that's what it is. Shoreline Mafia's album was pretty decent.
You know who likes that? My little brother. He loves Shoreline Mafia.
Half them bulls broke up. It's crazy. They all, it's just, it comes down to egos. That's what I think it was. That
they
shit.
They're just brand of music is interesting. Interesting. It's like, yeah, running straight through the pack. Da 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 da. Da, da. I don't know how they do it, but more power to them motherfuckers. I give it to them. So I couldn't. I've listened to, let me think. Pretty much just fucking Drake. I feel like it's been Drake. Some little Dirk.
Dirk's been decent.
God, who else? I think that's really... Damn, I don't listen to nobody. Big Sean's album, I loved it.
Yeah, that shit was fire.
I think Big Sean's album was good. Who else we got? I think that's pretty much fucking it. Big Sean's album. No one else dropped, right? I missed. The Travis Scott song was shit. I don't know. Who's going to tell me it's good?
Which one? The one last night?
Yeah.
Nah, it's decent.
Not a fan, my boy. I just need something better, I think.
I don't like MIA on it, though.
Who is MIA? Is that like Bad
Paper
Bunny?
Planes. I fly, you could get high like planes. Yeah.
That girl?
Mm-hmm.
How much do you think she paid to be on that song?
I don't know, dude. I was thinking about this actually last night. I was thinking along the lines of, like, maybe people are bringing one-hit wonders back. And giving them a little push again that they need.
I ever tell you my theory about how to make a hit song and how I think it's proven?
What, TikTok?
No. How to make a hit song is taking a melody that people remember that's old school. 80s, 90s, early 2000s. Putting the new school twist on it. Changing the words. But if you keep it similar, because what catches people the first 10 seconds? If they catch them the first 10 seconds, you got them to the hook. Then you got to get them at the hook. And a perfect example of this is Pop Smoke. Who does he sound like to you?
50?
50 Cent. That Travis Scott song sounds like an old song from before.
Which one?
The one
that just dropped?
The one that just dropped. There was like, he did something with, him and Young Thug did it towards the end of the song. And they did like some flow that was an old flow. My theory is basically take an older song, study it, take the melody flow, have someone make a beat, not the same, but in the right BPM pitch that you could just take the melody over here and put it over there and just kill your own fucking style. I think that's the way to make a hit song. Pop Smoke's a great fucking example of that. And a person I've been telling a douche like that is Nick. I said, Nick, if you can get a melody down with the raps, I said, no one's stopping you, my boy.
Yeah.
It'll be fucking flames.
It's true.
But, I think that's all I got, man. Unless you got anything else you want to add? Moonshine's into this game so hard right now. Duke is
That was fucking terrible,
Duke.
Yo.
Kentucky's getting pooped on right now. I can't believe it. The best part is they're probably plus 500. You put $50 on there. That's a good morning, noon, and night right there. Well, all right. I guess if we got nothing else to talk about,
you
I will.
You got a pick, or we not doing picks yet?
Yeah. We can just do one song. You pick the song. Guys, thank you for listening with us. Moonshine's about to play a banger. I don't know which one he's about to play, but it's going to be Liddy. I'm excited. What do we got? Who we got right now?
We got Spotify being stupid.
Spotify, if you're listening, bring us in for that meeting. We need it. 13-22. Your mother's a Jew, huh? Oh, Auburn got the ball. They're running. Number 4 is juking everybody, and the ice tackled.
Bro, this is not even loading right now. Oh, we just end that bitch.
We're going to end it? Okay. All right, guys. Thank you for listening.
Take too long.
We will see you next week. I don't know the date. Hopefully, we'll be with Nick. And you never know what could happen when Nick's here. So, it's going to be Liddy. Thank you for listening. Until next time, stay golden, Pony Boy.